This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
GoDaddy.com. Man up and get your $4.95 by entering code MMA Nuts.
Defense Soap. Offense wins matches. Defense keeps you on the mat. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 148.
148!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
I'm Matt Griffith. This is the MMA Show. My MMA fans, we're MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes, speaking of ridiculous, what? It was 70 today in Chicago.
It was 40 in the morning, 70 in the afternoon.
What's going on with this weather?
I don't know.
It's the Midwest. If you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes.
Get the fuck out of the kitchen or something.
That too. What's going on with you?
What's happening? You had an anniversary or something over the weekend?
Yeah, I did. 8 years of wonderful bliss being married. Life is good.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than marriage. I tell you what.
It's the best.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
It's like America. Fuck yeah.
That's right. We'll leave it.
What else is going on?
I don't know, man. Not much. Just kind of hanging around, trying to get into the season of the spring.
Which one? Christmas?
No, spring.
Are you ready?
Spring.
Stock it up already.
I'm ready for the summer to come already. I'm tired of like cold ass weather and rain and.
Well, that's how we're gonna do it though, too. Remember, it always goes like winter. There's no fucking spring anymore. You go straight into fucking 100 degrees, and the basement will be a fucking sauna.
I'm ready now. I'm ready. Got a new furnace and AC installed this weekend.
Yeah, sure, that was cheap.
Oh, yes. Quite affordable.
I'm going to guess about that.
You're close. So, unfortunately, we needed a new air conditioner, and because of the age of the furnace, I was like on the fence of let it ride, and then I was like, fuck, just replace both. Just get it done. Even if we sell our house, at least you can say I have a new furnace, new AC. And the last thing you want with two children and two dogs is getting that phone call at work like I got last year. Like, the air conditioning's not working.
We're like, dying.
Oh, this is fucked up. Okay, and then having to wait like in the middle of 98 degrees weather to get, it's not good. So
no, and they like to charge you a little bit, actually.
Oh, they do. So everything's new at my house. In the last year, I've replaced the water heater, which blew up, AC and furnace. Got the dishwasher and fridge. I'm like fucking, I'm broke over here.
But the crazy thing is, wasn't your place like new too, or newer when
newer.
You moved in? Yeah.
Yeah, it was, when I moved in, I think it was 9 years old. So now I've been there almost 5 years. So like 15. Apparently the thing is with the builders from some of the, I'm on the board of directors, like for the association, there was a problem with one of the units last year and they took the wall out and, because it was leaking. They found out the fucking pipes were wired like this. So one guy's tub was actually the water for the other guy's tub next to him. They were paying for each other's water. That's how fucked up this stuff is. They cut all these corners in this place. I think the roofs need to be replaced soon, which is going to be like $1 million to do.
Can you sue the builders?
No, because what they do is the builders, when they build a thing, usually they set up a corporation or an LLC. And as soon as this job's done, they close it.
Oh,
so it's like you cannot sue them. It's impossible.
You should be able to.
I know, but unfortunately you can't.
Do you know the name of the builders?
I don't know. Should we? I have no clue.
Don't buy anything from these people. We'll get their names.
Yeah, well, I think they probably had some different corporation number, name or whatever.
You need the people's name. So
yeah, and then they fucked our community too because they like zoned it weird. Where they built the roads just a little bit out of spec, so now the village is like not considering our roads as official, so they don't plow there, and then we have to pay for like salt, and it's all a mess. Political bullshit.
You gotta move. Well, that's what it turns out.
I'm working on it. I'd like to rent my current place and live in a townhouse, nice one, but fuck, it's time to get a real place.
Yeah, a house. You can be loud and crazy.
Yes. Run around naked in the backyard.
Stripper poles. I don't know.
Stripper poles in
midgets
the backyard.
With sombreros and nacho chips.
I'm telling
chips
you,
in
I
the
think
top.
Shit's going to happen.
Come Serving on. Us fucking drinks, man.
And guacamole. That's it. We need a midget to serve us drinks.
Fuck done. Well, Chelsea Handler, she's got Chewy on her show.
Okay.
Why can't we have a local midget
she's
in the Chicagoland
dirty,
area?
That's a dirty. That chick's dirty.
Tell me you wouldn't like
the,
to hang out with
right
her.
The right kind of dirty. I'm just saying, she's dirty.
She's fun.
He's lots of fun. So, anyways.
Moving right along.
Yes. You got any MMA-related news for us, sir?
I suppose. Did you see this knockout, as I'm going to show you? I don't remember exactly where this one was from.
This looks like a major production.
This is from Sudden Impact 20.
I can tell by the canvas that this is high-scale scoping.
Yeah, hopefully I've got it dialed in as the competitors get ready.
Is the referee wearing no shoes?
Might as well be. It's apparently in 13 seconds, but this dude's going to go flying through the air shortly. He's got a black shorts here. And then as he lands his kick, boom, boom, two more shots on the landing.
Damn.
They're like, motherfuck, man.
What was that? It was
like a flying front kick to the face. Whoop-ah! And then boom, boom, a left,
wow,
right.
That was like three shots in 2 seconds.
And then all of them on the button, man. That's sick. Look at the distance he covers.
Boom. Bink! Here's the stunner. Then there's boom. One more. And here's the one.
Bam!
That it. Boom.
Oh,
that right. That right he threw.
Baby.
That was a prayer. He got hit. That he was hoping that was going to land. But still impressive. Wow.
So, yeah. And that was outdoors too. I see like the cars driving by in the background.
You think
the
that kind
lights.
Of shit would work in the UFC? Like this?
Fuck yeah, Lyoto Machida. That was the same kick right there.
Similar, yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's unexpected stuff. These guys are all professional. No one's trying funky shit. And if someone comes in trying to do this crazy stuff, maybe it would work.
True that, man.
It could, because no one's expecting it.
That's right? That's the best thing that works, right? It's the shot you don't see coming.
That's right.
That's what knocks you out.
Mm-hmm. And you got more videos for me?
Well, I think I'm just going to lay one up in the background as we're talking. But okay. I think we need, like, Ode to Techno Viking.
He's back?
He is now. Is one of the people was saying, Ben Heggy said, the Dean Amin is not the fucking Green Arrow. He's the goddamn Techno Viking. So
that's true.
He said, we need to, it's a good point. We need to put fucking Techno Viking up.
There you go.
So I'm just going to, I think I'm just going to lay him in the background. Just fucking technoing it up.
Okay. It's going to get us banned from YouTube. Oh,
that's the classic pose
good
right
point.
There.
Nice.
Fuck yeah. He could do... That fucking finger looks bigger than a cock for all I know.
It's all perspective, man.
It is.
It's aspect ratio and like
it's
angles
like,
and
it's
shadows.
Like a cock on your chest or a sword, a dagger. Depends.
Yes.
I need a drink before we get into this.
Like adult depends where you pee your pants kind of depends.
I'm telling you, I'll do it.
Okay.
I don't need the diaper.
But you will wear one?
Maybe. Haven't you ever just wanted to piss your pants?
No.
I've said this, and I still want to do it, but it just seems like a pain in the ass to have to change what clothes.
Nah, I don't want to do that. Not my thing. Thank you. Thank you, but no thank you.
Hey, I'm just throwing out suggestions.
I got a baby.
Piss
still.
Your pants. Piss
baby's
your pants.
Like throwing up on you, and I've been throwing up down my shirt and all over the place. It's not a good feeling. I don't
you don't like that warm sensation.
No, it's like, oh, it's disgusting. You just want to like jump
like
in the
a
shower.
Nice warm bath, you know.
No.
Vomit
of bile and formula and fucking whatever else was consumed earlier that day.
Uh-huh.
No, thank you, sir. I would imagine pissing and shitting yourself is pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so the last thing I want to talk about is Matt Mitrione shit.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just going to read the couple paragraphs of shit that he had to say, and then we can discuss.
Fair enough.
So he says, because she is not a he, he's a he, he said. He's chromosomally, that's right, a man. He had a gender change, not a sex change. He's still a man. He was a man for 31 years. 31 years. That's a couple years younger than I am. He's a man. 6 years of taking performance dehancing drugs. You think is going to change all that? That's ridiculous. That is a lying, sick, sociopathic, disgusting freak, Mitrione said. And I mean that, because you lied on your license to beat up women. That's disgusting. You should be embarrassed for yourself. And the fact that Florida licensed him because California licensed him, or whoever the hell did it, it's an embarrassment to us as fighters, as a sport, and we all should protest that. The woman that's fighting him, props to you. I hope you beat his ass, and I hope he gets blackballed and never fights again, because that's disgusting, and I'm appalled by that. So, hearing all that, the UFC has done what now?
Suspended Matt Mitrione.
For what?
Pending further review. For conduct unbecoming a UFC employee, basically. But if you go and look at what Lorenzo Fertitta said, mm-hmm. it sounds a little bit of like I was telling you earlier, yeah. like a, okay, so let's you know, preemptively suspend Matt and give him a slap on the wrist and say, you bad boy, you. And then secretly saying, all right, dude, you're not really in trouble, but don't fucking do it again. Stay off the airwaves for a little while. Like, well, we put out the fire. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. What's your takeaway from this? I mean, do you think he's off base here, or?
It looks like it's taken out of context to me.
Yeah.
Because I see what he's saying, and I think he may have said more. I'm just going off of what I've read here.
Well, I feel like Ariel kind of baited him and goaded him into kind of
masturbated him. And like, thank you, because now no one's going to do fucking interviews ever right. again.
Well, it just seems like Ariel just, and you know, Matt's comfortable, and supposedly Sean McCorkle gave him the material from what he said on the Underground, saying it's all his fault. But then, is it Buddy trying to cover for Buddy? I don't know.
You gotta be responsible for what you say.
He sounded kind of serious when of the little bit of the interview I saw, which was mostly what you just read.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he was serious or joking, because the guy is kind of like weirdly comedic in some sense, you know, right?
That's right.
But I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just kind of saying it doesn't bother me what he said, and I don't think he's necessarily wrong, but I mean, can you say that in this day and age?
Well, one, he was factual in the first paragraph.
Yes.
In the second paragraph, I think it was taken out of context because he's talking about someone who may have just gotten the sex change just to beat the shit out of women.
Which we don't know.
That's what he's interpreting, and that's what he's going off on. When I see him saying it's a lying, sick, sociopathic, disgusting freak, he's not talking about a transgender woman, man, or whatever in general. He's just saying to go from a man to beat the shit out of women is wrong. And I get that. If that's their sole intent, right?
Correct. I agree that's with, how I agree with that. That statement. If that's what he meant by it, I agree.
That's how I interpret it.
And you know what? I don't have a... Dude, let your freak flag fly for all I care.
Right.
Do whatever the fuck you want. But I think when it comes to you know, this kind of thing, we're not talking about basketball or football or golf or whatever. We're talking about one person beating the shit out of another person. When you have an advantage like that, I think there is some, I don't know, man. I think this person potentially could be somewhat twisted in thinking that they're going to beat up women as a man. Because, mm-hmm. and I think it is a conundrum because you have these.
He's using big words. I love it.
No, because conundrum. You have these like activist groups for fucking people who chop everything. Their cocks off and want to be females now saying, well, why? What's to say that that person doesn't have the right to do X, Y, Z? And I'm totally cool with that, but it's just, in this context, I think it's not right. It just, and I kind of agree with Matt and both
Matt.
Both Matt.
Okay, cool. We're in agreement.
I just don't know that it was the right venue for him to make this statement, because look what happened. And does it need to be said again and again and again?
I don't know. Well, here's the thing, too. It's like, this is the last time I'm going to fucking talk about this topic, because how long has this... This has been like a month and a half, if not longer. And it won't go away.
Yeah.
It's like gun control.
Yes.
It just keeps going and going. Yeah. It doesn't go away. Let's just fucking stop talking about
it. And how come
no one's
interviewing Fallon Fox? I've tried to contact said person on Facebook and Twitter and whatever else and had got no response whatsoever. Why is nobody interviewing that person?
That's a good point.
To ask these questions and understand better what the motivation is for like doing this whole thing.
Sure.
You know, maybe if we understood, then it would be different. But I just, you know,
comes down to bone density.
Like
the doctor said.
The doctor said on the last episode, bone density. It's, and he made a good point about, you know, just basically Matt Mitrione did about, you know, being a man for 30 years and then deciding you want to be a woman for a couple years doesn't make you a woman. I mean, you've been a man. You've had all that experience and time and, you know, being a man and building your muscle, and it just doesn't go away overnight. It's not like...
Yep.
What are you trying to say?
No, I hear there's like a joke in there somewhere.
There is.
It's trying to come out. It's something about a deodorant strong enough for a man, but it's made for a woman.
Secret? What's that?
Is that the brand?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. Fuck, I
just keep hearing that being played maybe. Over and over.
No, but I mean, okay, like if any guy who's physically fit decides to become a female, I don't think his guy physicality goes away. I mean, he's still going to have like, You know, and you know what? I say fucking make that fight. Put someone on the level of Rousey or Misha Tate
fight.
Or Chris. Dude,
let's Cyborg fighter.
Cyborg will kick their shit out of Fallon Fox, and everybody will watch that shit.
And then Fallon Fox will never want to fight again.
No,
she'll
dude.
She'll get Gina Carano'd.
Yep.
But worse, because Carano could fight. I haven't seen Fallon Fox fight.
No, I don't know. I saw the one of the fights where he fucking kicked the shit out of some chick. But the point is I understand why it's so popular. It's because these smaller promotions are looking for anything to draw, get butts in the seats. So this is the hot topic. Let's get this chick fighting, but come on, have some self-respect. You know it's not right. I don't think a single person would say it's right for a man to fight a woman. You know, even, there was that graphic that somebody posted. Yeah. I think I put it on our Facebook.
Yeah.
It was crazy, like comparing him to the people of the same weight class as a male. And it's hard to tell the difference, people. Very hard to tell the difference. She looks like a man. You know, Cyborg and her can go at it and see what happens. I'm fine with that. In multiple ways. Maybe she'd like that. I don't know.
I don't know what she's into.
Yeah.
It's not right. He should not be suspended.
He's fine. He's not getting suspended for real.
I'm surprised he didn't get fired. Bullshit. Was it Miguel Torres for his Twitter? It's always this curious thing. It's like,
that's why I say it's bullshit. Because, a suspension is like indefinite further review, right? And
Ronda Rousey even said some shit too, like something like a dude getting his pecker cut off and blah blah blah.
That's
and,
awesome.
Like, whoa.
And which, by the way, she was on the broadcast last night on the Ultimate Fighter.
Uh-huh.
Do you think she looked a little bit like out of season conditioned?
Slightly, what are you saying?
Slightly heftier than normal.
Putting on the pounds.
I'm just saying she wasn't her usual svelte self.
I don't know. She looked delicious.
Okay, sure.
I don't like that.
Still don't like her. But, I mean, I don't know her, but I'm just saying. I probably would like her more if she would talk less. I'm not sure.
I don't know. She seems like a nice girl.
Nice person, yet.
Matures. Like, I just think she's a little too young.
She's young,
slightly right
annoying.
So.
But
these things happen.
Is that a good segue into the next topic?
Let's get into it. Let's get out and in.
The Ultimate Fighter 17. Finale show, which happened last night for us. When this show releases, it'll be 2 nights ago, roughly.
That's right.
What was your takeaway from this overall event?
I'm going to hit some scores first.
Sorry. Go for it.
7-5 for myself. You were 6-6. And the Magic 8-Ball was 5-7.
Yes, I'm making the ground.
We're coming back here. I'm 65-40. Ingo is 55-50. And the Magic 8-Ball... it's tied with me now at 65-40 at 61.9%.
That's bullshit.
But these tough ones are always fucking hard to pick.
You want me to give you bonuses?
Yeah, go for it.
Fight of the night, Kat Zingano versus Misha Tate, which I think...
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, dude, fucking amazing fight.
They bring it.
Travis Brown got knockout of the night, though slightly illegal.
What?
Submission of the
totally
night.
Totally illegal.
We'll talk about it in a minute.
Fucking
Daniel
blasphemy.
Pineda over Justin Lawrence submits him early with a Kimura. All fighters that won get the bonus of $50,000, so not bad. Also, let it be known that Uriah Hall received a $25,000 bonus for knockout of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Calvin also got something. So who got the fucking... I forgot the other one. It doesn't say here. I'm sorry. Do you remember?
No. Someone got something and someone got something.
There was
something
a submission
else.
And fight of the season,
Calvin
too.
Got one of them and then...
Yeah. Calvin got the submission...
Yeah, he got a rear naked choke submission.
Yes, over Bubba, I think is the one he got that from. And then there was a fight of the season too. Overall, your takeaway from the Ultimate Fighter season as a whole, one of the better ones in recent history.
Yeah, it seemed like you had more talented fighters this time.
Yeah.
Versus other seasons where they usually just pick personality first and skill second.
Yes.
It seemed like they picked skill first, and then I mean you got some personalities in there. I fucking fast forwarded. I don't go for the drama, so I just go right to the fights.
Yeah.
And their fancy camera.
I like both. So
good for you.
Give me some drama with my...
Okay.
I think the next season you're going to want to watch the drama.
I don't know. Depends.
The men versus women? Or men plus women?
And even Rousey was saying, like, are they going to fuck on the show? Because if they try to do that, you're going to be known as the person that fucked on the show. And that could potentially cost you some sponsorship money. to the tune of like $100,000. What do you think about that?
I think there is no such thing as bad press.
It's true.
Look at fucking what's
Chris Lieben, Josh Koscheck, like all those guys.
Kim Kardashian, bananas on Paris the show. Hilton, you know.
Well, now you're just talking like Britney ladies Spears. Sucking big black cocks, right?
I know, but I'm just saying there was you know, people. Those are all women who show their cooch in public, and they're still sponsored. They're still sponsored to high hell. There is always going to be someone out there who's willing to sponsor someone who is in the limelight. So I think for some of these female fighters,
did you just see that limelight shine right above us?
Fucking on the show will be a good thing for them. So they should let their freak flag fly.
That's twice. You're going with that freak flag.
I know.
Freak flag. He's trying to tongue twist me.
I am. The funny thing is I have to physically think about that before I say that term because I don't want to mess it up.
What's the one? Sally, what's her name? Something sells seashells by the seashore.
There's a whole bunch. Something Shelly. About a sheet slitter, sleets.
I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
We'll move right along.
Please.
I got to mention Kim Winslow. This fucking bitch is killing the sport.
Oh, man.
Here we go. All right, so you're looking at that Blanco fight, and fucking Blanco's grabbing the cage like anywhere from 6 to 12 times. I'm not quite sure. I don't keep track of all these things. But fucking she gives him warning after warning after warning and doesn't take a point off. What the fuck does it take for someone to take a point away? It should totally change the outcome of that fight. It should have been a draw at best.
Yeah.
Because that prevented the takedown.
Who won?
Blanco.
I didn't see that because wasn't that on Fuel or was that Facebook?
Might have been on Facebook.
It was on Facebook.
I was watching it online, so I'm going to assume Facebook.
So Sam Cecilia should have won that. See, I picked him to win, I think.
Me too.
Fucking hell. Fucked up my pick. Good thing I'm not betting on this shit.
And then she was all up in the action, too. Like, when you're watching the Tate-Zagano fight, she's all up on those ladies.
Got a strap on.
Going, don't claw her eyes, Kat. Don't claw her eyes. She kept saying that all the fuck. I'm like, bitch, shut up. Like, why are you trying to get into action?
Yeah.
She was very vocal, ruining the broadcast even more so than Kenny Florian.
Although she did stop what could have been a brawl in between the first and second round.
Which fight?
The women's fight.
I didn't see that.
You didn't catch that? Yeah, Tate went to get up because she was on top, raining the thunder. And then when the round ended, she went to put her hand down, and I think she did that shit on purpose. She put her hand right on Kat's face and got herself up, and Kat didn't like that shit, and she got up and went to go after her, and Winslow, like, wrapped her up and was like, you go back to your corner. You didn't catch that?
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, there could have been a throwdown in the octagon. I'm not defending her, I'm just saying. That was good right there, but overall, she fucking sucks as a ref.
True that. And
we should get her on the show.
And yeah, I'm sure she'll love that. And debatable stoppage in that Tate fight. I think she could have let that go a little bit longer.
Let's talk about that in a minute.
All right. So,
what else? Do we talk about this fight?
We'll go into the first one, the Gonzaga Brown.
Yeah. What about shots to the back of the head on that fucking thing? 12-6 elbows to the back of the head. Come on,
dude. Those were totally legal.
No way.
Well, first I want to say, what was with Brown? Did he look a little svelte?
I thought
more
so.
Svelte than ever.
Yeah,
I think he weighed in like 236.
Weird.
And I'm not going to say someone has the HIV, but speaking of the HIV, when I'm playing Call of Duty, I wanted to change my clan tag name to HIV.
HIV.
And it wouldn't let me. It's like, oh, this term's on the prohibited list. What if I have the HIV and I'm proud? What if I have the HIV and I'm proud of it and I want to...
They really don't let you do that?
I want to put the HIV on people when I shoot them dead.
BBC.
You just wait. I bet you that was blocked, too.
If it's not, I'm doing it.
Done. I'm fucking BBC at everybody. They got son of a bitch for the BBC. Fucking got me again. I'm going to fucking run around
with
my
shotgun.
That's
bullshit that they block HIV. It's so stupid.
It is.
Because there's probably a 12-year-old that would, like, name his clan tag HIV name, like, AIDS.
Yeah, and then I see, like, these pictures. Like, a kid's made, like, a cock, like, spewing all over, like jizz off or something. I'm like, what the fuck? That's legal, but I can't write the HIV? Come on now.
Apparently not, sir.
So anyway, back to this fight. Oh, can I mention too? Why does Gonzaga always look like he wants to hold me down and like take a shit on my chest?
I don't know.
Do you ever get that feeling? He like intimidates me pre-fight.
It's scary. He also didn't shave. He just decided to be not, hairy
not a fan
as
of the
fuck.
Fucking,
it's like
that?
Going back to the old
Gorilla Magilla.
Yeah.
George the Animal Steel.
Which, I'm convinced that 99% of the guys are pretty fucking hairy, but they just make themselves look good for the
TV. Well, you should. You should. If you're a fighter, you should fucking trim that trim it down. Shit.
Yeah.
Andrei Arlovsky.
He didn't care about it, so whatever.
Like, back in the day, like, that guy motherfucker was a beast. Look at that.
Hairy as fuck.
When you have that, like, trap hair, that's when you don't give a fuck.
He's like, whatever.
Like, back, trap, whatever. Yeah. So, you're telling me these elbows were illegal?
No. Well, okay.
What?
We had kind of rapped about this prior to starting the show. I think the one that did the damage was totally legal.
The first one.
But I think the subsequent ones, several of them, were completely illegal.
Two and three were totally legal. Four was questionable.
Okay. There may have been a chance for Gonzaga to recover had he not been elbowed to the back of the head, but it was potentially over already.
He shouldn't have put himself in that position.
Yeah.
Those elbows look totally legal.
It was a beatdown. I don't know. He went for some kind of whatever, and then Brown was just like, fuck you. It was brutal.
Man.
And you know what? I feel bad because I thought this was going to be a good back and forth battle for a little bit, and it just wasn't.
Not so much.
So, heavyweights, what are you going to do?
First round KOs.
Yeah. Does that put Brown back on track or what?
Yeah, fuck yeah. He's back on track.
Who do you like for him next?
Winner of Roy Nelson and Chuck Congo.
Okay.
And I know he's fought Chuck Congo to a draw, but
yeah,
he needs a top 10 guy now. Okay. That lost. Ooh,
are you saying
Silver
Roy Nelson's top 10?
He's in the mix, as Dana White would say. How's
fringe
that?
Top 10, okay.
Well, who else is in there?
I don't know.
And then Gonzaga give him Philip the Freeze.
Okay.
Let's have a ground war.
Yeah, let's see it.
Fuck it.
I'm with you.
And let's get into the best fight of the fucking card. Okay, so Misha Tate, Kat Zagana. Let me just say this, that weigh-in and the stare down at the weigh-in was probably the hottest fucking stare down
ever. Got a chubby.
I did. There was so much tension, like, between the two. I thought they were going to make out.
Apparently, like, there's a rumor going around that, which is ridiculous.
What?
That supposedly Misha Tate got a boob job because her tatas were so large. Did you notice that? It's kind of strange. When the fight started, her boobs were quite voluptuous.
I don't know. There was a lot of, like, tits and ass all over.
But I beg to differ, because what sense would it make to add weight to your body as a fighter? I think it was just a good push-up bra. And I you know what? They're women. They should flaunt that a little bit. I think maybe they're not
just should fight topless then. Is that what you're advocating here?
No, I'm just saying.
New rule?
I'm saying if she's picking an outfit to wear for a fight, I think she's going to pick one that flatters her chest slightly, because it increases her promotability and whatever.
Maybe they should promote the chest and the moose knuckle.
Fair enough, the moose knuckle.
I don't give a shit. Awesome.
I'm just saying.
I'm going for broke
boob
today.
Job or not. I would say that both females looked quite...
They both looked hot.
Hot, yeah, that's a good word. And I almost didn't want to see them hit each other, because it would be more fun if they would just kiss each other and grapple.
Was that the strange thing? It's like, I'm watching this fight and I'm going, man, there's some fucking good action, but I don't know if my pants should be on or off right now. Like this,
I was sitting
my head's gonna explode.
In a vat full of Jello, just to, you know.
Holy shit, that was a fucking brawl. So you have, like, Tate wins, you know, the first two
rounds. I thought
rounds.
She was winning both, yeah. She was clearly dominating this fight.
And it seemed like she should have just kept going with the stand-up, because it seemed like the stand-up was working, but she really was committed to the takedown. Then they both had some good scrambles on the ground. And then the third round, someone wanted it more, man.
Well, oh, you know, yeah, it was, actually, it was that thing I was talking about earlier. I think that was between the second and third. I think she pissed Kat off with that whole fucking ridiculous thing. And that Kat came out with that flying knee. Was that the third round? Or was that the second? I don't know.
It was like how I fight in Ultimate Fighter Undisputed 3.
Yeah.
Where I would just run across and throw
crazy.
A flying knee.
Yeah, it was just nuts. I mean, and then, you know, you end up with that crazy three-knee exchange, which was it legal in your opinion?
To me, it's legal because that's a bullshit rule, because she was coming up anyway, so fuck that.
Yeah.
And it's not going to change the outcome of the fight. And then she, like, hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then I think an elbow to finish it off. Personally, I think it could have went a little bit longer, but I don't think the outcome changes.
No, I think it was done. I understand why Misha was upset, but I don't think anything good was coming of that. When you eat 3 or 4 knees, 5 knees to the face, and then you take an elbow and you go down, I think that's like, eh?
I'm not saying anything.
I think that's a sign. I don't think it would have gone. I mean, maybe Misha would have. I doubt she gets the takedown there, but Hats off to the ladies. Jesus Christ. They bring it every time.
Every
two women
time,
fights
man.
In the UFC so far. I would argue two fight of the night so far, because Rousey didn't get it in her fight, I don't think, but they could have on that card. I mean, the chicks don't fuck around. It's
no, and
cool.
They throw their punches face first. They don't give a fuck. They throw caution to the wind because they've got, like...
more to prove?
Yes, fuck yeah. They fight to win. They don't fight or... what's the other one? You either fight to win or fight not to lose.
Correct.
They always fight to win.
Yes.
They go for the finish.
They go for it. And I really thought Kat was done because she looked like she was gassing, you know?
Yeah. And she was amazing. Talking, like, here's another woman who can... she speaks eloquently. Look at that. I use big words. Ooh. And she's the first mother to win in the UFC, by the way.
Yes.
She can really handle the mic. She is very good. She's a very good speaker. And she said it was like her maternal instinct took over. And she's like, I'm not going to go out like this like for my son or whatever. I'm going to come out. And I didn't even realize like that maternal instinct is powerful. And she's fucking... harnessed that shit in the third round and took control. Like, fuck. Mm-hmm. Put that in the equation.
So Misha Tate needs to have babies and then she'll be a tougher fighter? Is that what you're
I don't
saying?
Know. It's not for everyone. She seems a little superficial.
Slightly.
A little bit. Okay. It's all right. It happens.
I like Kat. I think it'll be more interesting to have her facing Rousey. And like we said, did you pick her? I don't remember.
No, I picked Tate. Okay. Because I thought the experience factor would have been a big thing. And then the first fight in the UFC.
Yeah, I mean, I think on paper, it looks more like an even matchup between her and Rousey versus Tate and Rousey. Because she is strong and she's got really good jiu-jitsu background, too. So it's going to be cool. I'm looking forward to this shit. I think, you know, if Kat can keep her composure, she's going to give Ronda a run for her money. So,
yeah. And I like how she handles... she speaks honestly.
Yeah.
About she even said, you know, I was scared to fight Misha Tate because I've seen her, you know, for X amount of years, and I had a healthy fear. Like you don't hear a lot of fighters speak honestly about fear. It's like, oh, I'm afraid. I fucking fight everyone.
Yep.
And she's like, oh, I was scared.
Scared shitless.
Help me, you know, train harder. You know.
That's what I like. I mean, that's what I like about fighters because, like, I haven't done that. I've competed in jiu-jitsu once, you know, and I was fucking scared to death, and I think for people to you're all afraid, but to be able to put that past you and say I'm gonna do it anyways, you know, even though I am scared and I'm risking my body and I'm risking, you know, potential embarrassment on national TV, you know, to be able to just overcome that, I think it's amazing, and I hope that they keep putting on women's fights that are as good as the last
fuck
two we've seen.
Because I'll tell you what, I'd much rather watch a woman's fight than any 115, 125, 135, 145, 155. You know what? It may be my favorite division.
It might
because
be.
Look, we've only crazy, seen man. Two fights in the UFC. Granted, we saw a bunch of Strikeforce, and if you watch
Invicta, and those were pretty good too. I mean, there were some duds in there, but in general, they were fairly good.
But I'd say like percentage wise, like out of all the fights, it's probably more action than any of the men fights.
Yeah, we need a couple. We need another. Probably four more women to come along and fill out this division. So you have a good 8 to 10 solid fighters in this division. And I think they will single-handedly bring women's MMA forward in the next 2 years.
Oh, it's reinvigorating my excitement for the sport.
Yeah. To watch the women go at it.
Damn right.
Especially if they're hot. Gina Carano, where you at, baby?
Yeah. Can you make a comeback, please?
She's looking a little...
we need a 175 pounds.
She's
division.
A little chunky, but in a good way.
It's all good. No way. Only love.
Curves in all the right places. So
true to that.
Hats off to the ladies.
Yes. So now Zagano, like you said, is going to fight Ronda Rousey. She's going to coach opposite of her on the next Ultimate Fighter.
Yep.
Oh, it's going to be exciting.
It is.
I might watch some of the drama.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Of course.
See. And then Tate, maybe a little Liz Carmouche action.
Sure. Well, who else do they have?
They don't have.
I think they have to very. We have to go after girls like Marlos Kunin. They need to approach Sarah Kaufman. They need to go after some of these girls that are like fringe, that are potentially
girls that like fringe or girls that
show?
Are fringe.
That are fringe. Okay. That are out there right now that are in other promotions that have a chance to potentially fight for the belt. If given the right circumstances,
You know, another thing I want to mention too, you know, it's weird when you have two women fighters that are hotter than the fucking ring card girls, by
True.
the way.
Yes.
And can we get some ring card girls with a little meat on the bone?
They're all too skinny now,
I
huh?
saw like elbow or not
We're
elbows,
looking
but
for like a little junk in
I
the
saw
trunk.
shoulder bones.
That's what the men
Like,
like.
God
That's what the
damn,
dudes out there
dude.
like, man. They like that skinny
Who
shit.
likes that?
I don't
I'm
know.
not in for that. What meat on a bone? Is that so wrong, Ringo? Can you get me one healthy fucking ring card
They just
girl?
need to import like a Brazilian ass, you know, like a
Then I'm in.
like throw that. You have to have contrast. It's important. Like people are like, whoa, that is a lot of ass taken up on that screen. There's like
That
two big cheeks.
ace.
Yeah.
And how about them? Like someone posted on our Facebook again, they were denying the money shot of the ring card girl as she
BS.
makes her turn. Yeah, they
Why?
get right to where the ass is, and then they shut it down, throw it back to the fight.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. This is not a good trend.
No.
Fox,
Yeah.
fuel, whatever. Is there some standards there now? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not
I have a
impressed.
question.
Go.
What did you think of the commentary?
Anik was spot on. I had no problem with his commentary. You know how I feel about Florian.
I know. I'm just curious because it seems like Anik and Goldie was pretty good, but now Anik and Florian sucks balls again, and I'm a little bit confused about. I mean, I love Kenny Florian as a fighter. I think he seems like a cool dude. I was a big fan of his when he was fighting, but as a commentator, I'm just not buying it, and I'm sorry. I don't want to say it, but some of the shit he says just makes no goddamn sense. Like, it's like, is he watching the same fight I'm watching? You know, when Uriah and
Go
Calvin
ahead.
were fighting, something about
I'm
like he
sure.
was saying Uriah's like fucking with him. I don't even know. Like, are we getting in, you want to segue into that now or,
Sure. I'll go right
it
into
just
it.
seemed like. I don't know where his head is at, but the dude is not good at commentating. And I wish Anik had a better partner because I think he could be so much better.
Yeah, because you see it works. Like, Anik and Rogan worked.
Yeah.
That he.
Was it Anik and Goldie or Anik and Rogan? Didn't
No,
both.
no. It was Anik
Oh,
and
sorry.
Rogan.
Thank you
And
for correcting me.
the other time it was Goldberg and Florian,
Oh. That
which doesn't
didn't
work.
work either.
It's like if
I didn't
Florian's
either.
just the odd man out. He
Yeah.
doesn't work. You throw Frank Mir in there. Try him out. We need
Mir
a third team.
and Anik?
We need a third team, and then you need it's survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
Maybe they need to fight for that position.
Yeah, I
Frank
don't
Mir
know.
versus Kenny Florian.
Because Florian seems okay to me in like in the pre-fight and post-fight when he's doing the like panel stuff. I can tolerate him there. I just can't tolerate him in the play-by-play, commentating. Like, what is this? What would you call him? Like play-by-play, right? Is that kind of his position, or is he
He's color.
or color?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
But
know what he is.
he's sometimes he's calling it play by play though,
His color
too.
is like gray. That's his fuck. Give me some red, Kenny. Some
Well, it's
orange.
tough because you got to look at too, like
Yeah.
obviously Joe Rogan is number one, and he's a stand-up
He's red hot.
comedian. He's been doing it for fucking how many years? I mean,
Yeah.
he probably sucked in the beginning, but you get to a point, you do it for so long, you're gonna get good.
Eventually, yes.
But it's tough too because now you come from like a fighter, and you try to make that transition in. It's not working for me.
Nope. Me
Here's
neither.
a question: who do you like better? Kenny Florian or Frank Shamrock?
Oh, that's tough. That
I
is a tough one.
would
I'll take Kenny Florian.
probably take Kenny Florian.
Fucking
That's a
Shamrock.
fucking shit
Fucking
question.
Shamrock, yeah.
You want shit or shit?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Let's
He's not as bad as Ken. Ken is probably one of the worst out there. Him and what's his fucking purple lips? What's his name? From
These
Strike
things
Force?
happen in MMA.
Yeah.
That guy.
You know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I can see him, but I can't pull the name right now. It's all
So,
good.
dude, we were just talking about this
It's
yesterday.
funny.
Before this happened, I was over here, and we were just saying, you know, I don't know. I think Calvin has a chance, like, to kind of upset things here. And sure
Yeah.
enough,
Well, it seemed like he had the perfect style to beat Hall, and it was just tough because I'm like, man, you see his fights on the show, they're like, fuck, man, how is this guy gonna lose? I'm like, I gotta pick Hall. I gotta pick Hall. I'd like to pick the upset, but I mean, I can see the upset happening, but I'm not gonna make the pick. And then, fuck, what happened? And, well, I think part of the problem is, and Hall said it himself, is that he had a hard time. Well, that too. Like, what the fuck? Are you going to go hands down and showboat? And,
yeah, I don't know.
Like, go against the cage? Like, you're not fighting Stefan Bonner here. You're fighting another guy that's hungry that wants to be the winner of the Ultimate Fighter show.
Yep.
So that's one thing. And then the other thing was the mental game. Like, he wasn't mentally prepared to fight someone that he considered a friend and a training partner, so he had a hard time crossing that bridge. So mentally, he was broke. So it's kind of unfortunate because, obviously, I like strikers. I wanted to see him win.
Yep.
And, you know, kudos to Kelvin for winning.
I think this is good for Uriah's career, though, because he lost a fight that doesn't really mean anything for me. You know, so he gets a chance to kind of rebuild himself.
And he knows what he's got to work on now, too.
Yeah.
Don't fight your friends. And or they got to tell the guy, like, this guy said, he wants to fuck your mother. He wants to fuck your mother in the ass.
The hot poker.
Cattle prod.
Yes.
Fucker and tattooer. What? You got to just talk crazy talk to him, I think.
Yeah, well, I mentioned it earlier, but I think not having Chael in his corner really hurt him. I think Uriah. So I think he's a guy who needs a...
Paul, not
He's like a GSP, I think, where George also needs a guru in his corner to kind of keep his mind from fucking up his physical capability. And a guy like Uriah has the same problem. But we had this, was it last week or the week before? Someone asked us, what do you think, like, about him being the next Anderson Silva? We said it here, like...
He's got to see his ground game. I mean, he actually showed that he has some wrestling. He can get up when he wants to. It's just, mentally, he's got to fucking fix the mental game. That's all.
You know, and Kelvin just grapple-fucked him for three rounds and took a decision. And
yeah, it was 1-1 going in the third, and then the third was...
I mean, it was close.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it was a fucking rout. I mean, even one judge had a 29-28 for a Hall, so it was a split decision. But
and he did, you know, Calvin has a chin on him, too. I mean, he took a couple of really good shots to the chin, to the head, to the gut.
To the balls?
Maybe to the balls,
He took one.
Yeah, in the third, I think it was, right?
It's kind of like, oh, is that him in the balls?
Yeah, so hats off to that guy. I mean, tough as nails. I don't know. These Ultimate Fighter winners... Do they really fare that well in the long haul?
Sometimes.
So, I think this show is going to be very similar to some of the earlier Ultimate Fighters, where you're going to see some of these guys that maybe you saw on the show are going to be around still in 5 years. This talent level was pretty darn good. I really think you're going to hear some of these names pretty often. So, do you think Uriah has a potential to still be Anderson Silva of that weight division, or
if he gets the mental game worked out, sure.
Yeah,
I mean, it didn't look like he wasn't a fish out of water on the ground. He was able to show off some takedowns himself, which, you know, you would think against another solid wrestler he shouldn't be able to get a takedown.
Right,
and he was able to.
Yep,
he was able to flip positions a couple times.
Got some sweeps. Yep.
So just work on the mental game. Should be fine.
Yes.
And match him up against a striker.
So they should put a cattle prod on his balls? Well,
a striker he doesn't like, and make him talk mad shit against him.
Yeah.
So next for... We'll start with Hall then. Next for him, give him a striker. Well, either give him Paul Harris.
No. Oh, my God.
Or either like a Chris Leben or a Brian Stann. Like, someone that's just going to fucking stand.
Brian Stann, that's like a huge jump in comp. Are you serious?
Fuck yeah. Give him someone that's going to stand.
I'll take Chris Leben. Okay. You know, I'm fine with that. You know, Jesus Christ, Brian Stann.
Why not?
That guy's got shitloads of experience.
So what?
I know. And he's a Marine, Army. What the fuck is he?
He's mentally tough.
I don't know. He's tough as shit. You don't want to put him against somebody who's strong, tough, mentally, physically, and everything. You want to give him a... He needs a fight, like, to get his feet wet. That's because all those guys in the house were scared of him. That's different. I don't think a professional fighter on the level that he's going to be fighting at now is going to be necessarily afraid. So when he loses that edge, I think that's going to fuck with him in the long haul. So, but he just needs to go back to his killer self. I want to see those crazy eyes, like, you know, that he saw in the couple times during those knockouts he had.
And he can't feel bad, like, oh, like every time he knocks someone out, he was like, oh my God, I feel so bad.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you gotta be a fucking destroyer of worlds. You can't go in there with that mentality. Yeah. He needs just a
rape
like a
and pillage
sport psychiatrist.
Blow like, loads he, everywhere.
He needs a Viking like to tell him like
these are my loads. Kill.
He needs a fucking techno Viking. That guy doesn't give a fuck.
Hodor. Hodor.
Okay.
Rock and roll.
Whatever. And then Kelvin, do you think? Well, here's the question people are asking: like, do you think he should stay at 85, or should he drop down to 70?
I think he's
he
got
looks
room.
A little small.
He's got room. I think he's like too 5'9". Tiny for 85. 170 is a better, I think, division for him. Yeah.
Go to 70.
Yep.
Make things happen. I'll have a good fight for him.
I do. Thiago Alves. Where the hell has he been?
He's training.
Okay.
He's training at American Top Team.
Mm. I don't know. Sponsors, we have defensesoap.com.
Go get it, Ingo.
Yes,
I'm
use,
drink this
use codes MMA nuts and get your 15% off all orders at defensesoap.com.
I'm adjusting my mic.
Seriously, if you, while well, Matt's adjusting his mic, if you grapple, box, whatever you do, you play football.
Grapple the box.
You, if you grapple the box, if you finagle the dangle the meat curtains. I don't know.
Jesus.
Is that allowed to be said during the sponsor segment?
You can say whatever fuck you want. Okay. Guess what? It's our show.
Yes.
It'll always be
you
our
should
show.
Use Defense Soap to clean your balls. I'm telling you right now because
I do it every day. It can post workout and
save you from lots
save
of
save you $25.
You can save you lots of trouble.
In soap.
And if you go to their website and use the code MMA Nuts, like
well,
I said,
yeah.
you can use 15% discount.
You get 105% off.
You should. Also, you should go to GoDaddy.com. We got deals up the wazoo. The best one is right now. Go 35 off 8.
Ending this month.
It is. Go 35% off your total order, which is ridiculous. You spend $100, you know, it's only cost you 65. Come on, people. It's easy. Spend $100 on hosting. Pay for the year. Get a freaking 35% discount. It's a no-brainer. Also, code MMA Nuts for $4.95 domain registration and $2.95 Nuts to get $2.95 domains or transfers. Is that still active now?
Still active.
Still active. So, it's crazy.
No, go, it's not. Try it anyway.
Yes.
It's
and
active.
Of course, as mentioned.
What?
Go to MMANuts.com/deals. For all the codes, in case you missed it, say if you're beaten off in the middle of, say if sponsors comes on and you're like, fuck it, time to masturbate. Don't worry.
I see the drop off.
It's not too late. Okay. Come back from wherever you go, like on the web, like what is a, like,
Pornhub,
Xvideos,
there you go. RedTube.
Wherever you're going. Okay.
Fucking.
Wherever you go online to get your nut off. Come on back. Go to MMANuts.com/deals.
Chuck Norris Action Jeans.
And we should change that to like MMANuts.com/Chuck Norris. And get all of your discount codes.
Let's have a Chuck Norris page.
We should.
Just
a tribute.
Fucking roundhouse kicking.
Chuck Norris.
A gif. Get like a zombie prophet to like make a gif of him just roundhouse kicking like fire.
Okay. I like it. Anyways, that's been sponsors. Moving along.
Give me a tribute to Chuck Norris. Yes. Can someone make a note and email it to me? Because I will forget. Tribute to Chuck Norris, the grandfather of MMA.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Jesus Christ. I was ready just to move right along.
Well,
Favre versus Jorgensen, I'll just tell you this. I did not watch this. Well, I did, but it was in fast forward 4x speed.
No I interest. Will not tell a lie, sir.
No interest.
I also watched it in 1x speed, fast forward. So the fight, instead of taking, what was the fourth round stoppage?
Mm-hmm.
Taking like 20 minutes, it took about 10. And I'm sorry, I just was not that interested in seeing this happen. I kind of had a feeling Faber was going to win. I thought he would do it much sooner. But it was a clinic in grappling, is really what it was. And, you know, Faber does it again. Pulls out the submission.
Yep.
Out of his balls. Wrapped his cock around. Jorgensen's like, submission, bitch.
Yep.
How you like my cocky?
They were friends. They had an after party together. They drank more beers.
And they had bukkake.
Yeah. And Faber calls Dana White, Johnny Cash in a post-fight press conference. And then in return, Dana White calls him Liz Carmouche.
What? This actually happened?
Yeah.
Dana White is on the Liz Carmouche train? That's fucking awesome. Are you kidding me?
No.
What a CEO. You know what? Dana gets a lot of shit, but fucking love him, dude. He's funny. Yeah. He cracks me up.
Fuck yeah. He's like a comedian.
That's balls to say that shit. First of all, it's balls of favor to say that to Dana. And then
well, he's wearing like, all black.
Oh, one up your ass.
Look at you all dressed in black. Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
He used to say that to me. I used to wear black a lot.
Did you? I see a red-doored mat, and sometimes I want to paint it black.
I painted my like gray door black, it's black, but fuck it.
Yeah.
It's all good. Let's get into some questions.
Please.
There's only 17.
So terrible. No disrespect to either fighter. Sorry we didn't cover your fight. We love you anyways. Keep on winning.
I don't like that weight class, so fight on.
I'm slightly bored.
You're going to fight on.
There's only so much time in my day. And
well, you got to like things, and it's just not my cup of tea.
Call of Duty has been taking up some of my time, and unfortunately, when shit's boring, I just...
you know what's funny? That's what I did. As soon as I got to that fight, I'm like, okay, we're done. Call of Duty. And I fucking did that. And then after I was done with my session, then I came out, fast-forwarded, saw what happened.
And that's probably why I missed you. I had it on tape delay, and then I didn't see you.
I watched real time and then fucking dialed in the Call of Duty.
Real time with Bill Maher?
No, I don't watch. I tried watching that. I fucking can't stand that guy. He's a communist, I think.
He is. He's funny, though.
Those communists are funny. He's like Stalin.
Yeah.
All right. Jordan Jones says, all right, lads, you guys think a tough would be good with Nick Diaz and Conda as the coaches? The winner of those two fights the winner of Hendricks versus GSP.
I love Nick Diaz, but he needs less TV time, not more.
What? I think he needs 3 times the exposure.
No.
He needs a camera 24/7. Just fucking, like, he's sleeping.
What are you going to have, like, a team of psychologists, like, analyzing that show of The Ultimate Fighter? Like, it's like an exercise of fucking crazy. I don't think it'll be good. I think it'll be quite boring. I really don't. Now, unless they, like, scrap in the middle of it or something, but they don't allow that stuff, so that's not going to happen.
True that. Ryan Smith asks, do you think the welterweight division is as deep as lightweight? They just announced McDonald versus Ellenberger and Safdien versus Lawler this week for UFC on Fox 8. And pretty much everyone in the top 10 brings something different to the table, in my opinion. IMO.
Hard to argue. I like it.
Done. Sure. Moving right along. Alan Weir asks, with The Ultimate Fighter going to Fox Sport 1, will anyone be able to watch? I'm expecting a name change for Fuel to Fox Sports 1.
I hope so, because I don't get Fuel, and I better get Fox Sports 1.
I'm going to fucking choke some bitch out. Probably my dog. Arthur V asks, is Kim Winslow the absolute worst ref in any sport ever? Rewind this about 15 minutes.
There's your answer.
You got it again.
Okay.
Greg LaFountain asks, what do you think of Nick the Tooth?
That's funny.
It's
a strange coincidence.
And I saw that. I was like,
this is weird. Some kind of weird cosmic thing going on. I think he's funny. And
I think he should be on the show.
I think he should be on the show. Nick, you fucking...
Don't be afraid.
Don't be scared, homie.
That's right. Cool nine. Cool nine. Caesar Gracie Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh, we were just talking
Joe Lozon owns you. What's up?
We were just talking with Nick.
I think you got robbed.
Nick's a cool cat, but don't be scared, homie.
That's right. Rodrigo Machado asks, choose one to be your wife, one to be your sister, and one to be your daughter.
Okay.
Misha Tate, Ronda Rousey, Kat Zagano. I think we're going to agree on this one.
Okay. I'll take Kat as my wife.
Yep.
I'll take, what was the daughter and what was the other one?
Sister.
I'll take Rousey as my sister, and I'll take Misha Tate as my daughter.
I flipped those two.
Really?
Yeah, I want Rousey as my daughter, and I'll take Tate as my sister, because I think Rousey will make me prouder in the long run.
Who's your daughter? Rousey?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Because you can handle a cunty sister, if that makes sense.
Correct, but I can't handle a cunty daughter.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know. Either way, it'd be weird.
It'd lose.
It'd be weird.
You can't call a woman a cunt. You can't call a fighter a cunt.
No.
I say that just jester.
You're just joking. Nobody's cunty. We don't know Ronda Rousey.
I don't know anybody.
She just comes off as like...
I live in my basement, Angle. I only come out like on Sundays.
Yeah.
This is Sunday, right?
Yeah.
It's all good. Moving right along. Alfredo Davalos Garcia. What do you think if Cain Velasquez took Kelvin under his wing? Uriah is obviously going to come back to the UFC. So, blah, blah, who do you think is a good matchup for him? We already asked. So, Cain Velasquez taking Kelvin under his wing. You like that?
Sure.
Sweet.
Is that going to happen?
I don't know. I'm skipping along here.
Ooh. It's a weird hypothetical question.
Sorry. Andrew M. ask, and he'll continue to ask questions, and you'll have to like it and deal with it.
BBC.
So don't hate. Was Clint robbed for KO of the night with that elbow knockout, BBC? I will say I don't think so.
No.
But the one thing I want to say is it shows that, fuck, how many people got knocked out by elbows? Like, there were three fights.
On this card, yeah.
And it wasn't due to cuts. And I think it was Bass Root in it all. He says he's not a fan of the elbows because they usually, no fights end by an elbow. I'm like, well.
They do.
They
the
just
right
did.
Kind of elbow.
Yeah. It wasn't a Kenny Florian dirty cut you elbow from the bottom. That's another reason why you shouldn't like him. Yeah. Remember, I never liked him as a fighter.
I loved him. I thought he was
you
the man.
You did, and I never did.
I loved him.
Dirty elbows.
Kenny Florian.
He had the dirty elbows from
I
the bottom.
I finished fights. That's why I like him. He does.
Yeah, but did he?
Yes, he did.
Was he Joe Lozon finisher?
No.
See, he's not.
See, said the blind man.
As he picked up the hammer and saw.
You know that joke.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
A guy used to tell me, a guy that used to be friends with John Wayne Gacy.
Nice.
And that's no bullshit. That's scary.
We should
thank
start
you for that memory.
Is there a show called No Bullshit? I feel like we need to
yeah,
have
I think Joe Rogan's just starting that one.
What's that called?
What, it's like Question Everything? He's got a new one
called. That's fine, but I'm saying I want a show that's called No Bullshit.
Isn't that Penn and Teller?
No, that's just called Bullshit.
So this should be the anti-Penn and Teller.
We are No Bullshit.
All right. It's one where Teller talks and Penn just jerks
bullshit
off.
Walks. Penn gets mauled.
by a mountain lion every show.
That's what he does.
Or who is that other? Siegfried
and
Lloyd.
Roy. Siegfried. I don't
and
know.
One of them got Siegfried. Mauled horribly.
Yes.
And he may never. Does he do shows anymore? Do they
I have
do
no clue.
Shows? Is that when they banned the lion from the MGM Grand? Remember they used to have the lions in cage there?
Don't know.
That was fucking awesome.
Never been to the MGM Grand.
Go there.
I should.
Okay. Michael Jerome Eddy, is there a chance that Tate versus Zingano will be fight of the year?
I think there's a chance.
Could be.
So far, it's in the running. It would be amazing. It's still early though.
Yeah, it's only April. We got a few more
people
months.
Forget it happened too early. If it happens in November, I think they got a shot. But right now, people forget.
Yep. Stuart Harrison says, "How fucking great was that Tate Zingano fight? It was fucking great.
It was fucking great."
Mr. Maya, what do you guys think about MMA rules? Any changes you want?
The hands, one hand on the ground is bullshit.
I like a little pride rules event.
Stomps?
Yeah, I want one pride event per year. I think they should do that. You probably have to do it overseas, maybe in Japan, but let's do it. All
stomping
pride rules, 10-minute first round, 5-minute second.
Yeah, well, I think Dana said the 10-minute first round is never going to happen.
In the States. Let's do it overseas.
More than once already. And I think it has a lot to do with advertisers and TV time and all this shit.
Fuck that shit. You're in the UFC.
10 minutes
put on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Are you afraid people are going to get tired?
Maybe.
Like heavyweights doing 10 minutes? So fuck. I can see that. But at least give me the rule set.
I
maybe
think
not
fighters should be allowed to call out other fighters on specific rules. And if they sign, they should do it. And put like a crazy fight on the card, you know? If, like, Joe Lozon wants to fight so-and-so, pride rules, they should say, do it, and sign on that line.
I like that. Then the last question, Justin, Dr. Brown Carter asks, do you think anyone in the Tough House is going to try to fuck Kat and Rhonda?
Wait,
BBC.
Does it always say Dr. Bound, or you just say that?
It says that. He's doctorate bound. He's working on some shit.
I don't know, probably.
Trying to make it happen. But if you fuck a cat, isn't that bestiality?
I'm not sure. Maybe. Depends what kind of cat.
I don't know. It's a pussy cat. I thought I saw a pussy cat.
Pussy cat? You know, isn't cat a mom, you said? So are they going to try to fuck a mom? I don't know. I guess.
No.
I doubt it. I think people will be respectful.
Yeah.
Maybe the women.
Ooh, yeah. Who said that? Like one of the women, was it Tate that said it could just be like a big like scissor fest?
Could be.
Like, one of the, I think it was her that said, what if they just all said, we're just going to fucking dyke it out? This is like, what is it, no boys allowed or something?
Well, girls get weird when they start drinking, and there's girls with like all this fight thing going on, and
I'm telling you, there's a sexual
weird stuff happening, and it could be strange. Right? We'll see. In all reality, probably he's going to be the most boring Ultimate Fighter ever.
No, they're going to make them go like skin to win. They're going to go spike naked their in the hot tub. You watch. Okay. It's going to be like girls gone wild over there.
Okay.
That guy just went. I think he filed bankruptcy or went to jail.
After all that money, huh?
Yeah. No, he filed bankruptcy. That's what happened.
Wow.
I think a couple lawsuits. I think he did some jail time.
Nice.
That's what happens when you don't. Because he had underage girls. I think that was the problem.
That's a problem.
Check IDs. Always check IDs.
Always wear a condom, too. And always use defense soap.
Well, you could just go anal.
Still use a condom and use defense soap.
But you won't get them pregnant.
I know, but you can still catch the HIV.
But what if you already have the HIV?
Then you're good.
But you should wear a condom because then you're liable.
Correct.
All right.
Speaking of which. Right along.
Fucking weirdest show ever.
Yes, it was.
It's what happens when you get 148 odd episodes. Got your knowledge?
Nope.
Yeah. Done. Bye.
That's been this week's edition.
Bye.
Ingo.
I'm Matt. He's double tapping. Thanks for playing.